Is there any situation where the sunnah is better than the fard? There's an ijma' among all the ulama, everybody knows that the fard is better than the sunnah, is more rewarding than the sunnah. Fasting in Ramadan is better than, for the brothers and sisters who fasted today, praying the salat that we just prayed is better than the two sunnah that we are going to pray. This is very well known amongst all Muslims. But is there any situation where the sunnah is better than the fard? There's a couple of them. One of them, which we will be talking about today, is saying salamu alaykum. Saying salamu alaykum is a sunnah. Replying the salam is a fard. Why this is sunnah, this is fard? Because Allah said in the Quran that if you were greeted, so it's optional, if you were greeted, reply the greeting with equal or better or equal, right? وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُمْ بِتَحِيَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you were greeted, reply with equal or with better or equal greeting. طيب. The sunnah here is better than the fard because the sunnah was the reason for the fard to take place. Number one. And number two, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفْضَلُهُمْ, the better of them, the best of them is the one who starts the salam. Right? So here in this situation, very, very few situations, the sunnah is better than the fard because it led to the fard. طيب. We all know that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak, he always tell the utmost truth. How about if he swears before he speaks? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ سبحان الله. حديث صحيح مسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ, by the one whom the soul of Muhammad in his hand, you will not enter the Jannah until you are a mu'min. You see this new thing, everybody's going to Jannah. No, Habibi, you have to believe in Allah, believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to enter the Jannah. You have to have all the six arcane of belief. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ لَن يعني 100% no. لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا And وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا And you're not, listen carefully, ya akhwan, and you're not a true believer until you love one another. Until you love one another. And loving one another, just in a nutshell, it means I love to you what I love to myself. If you want to summarize it. I was promoted, I love that you are promoted. My son completed the hafiz, I would love that your son and your daughter complete the hafiz. I bought a new house, I would love it that you got a new house too. I love to you what I love to myself. وَلَن تَحَابُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ Should I tell you, who's telling us? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Should I tell you about something, if you do, you will love one another? Yani there's no better guide than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it, ya Rasulullah, that if I practice regularly, I would gain the love of people and I would love the people myself? He said, أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ Spread the salam among you. Spread the salam among you. Wallahi, ya akhwan, look how simple is this ibadah. It's an ibadah, that's an act of worship that would lead to love, and love would lead to iman, and iman would lead to Jannah. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, a man walked in, assalamu alaykum, ashara. Another man came, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, ishroon. Third person came, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, thalathoon. Said, ya Rasulullah, you said ashara, 20, 30, 10, 20, 30. He said, the one who said salamu alaykum got 10 hasana. The one who said salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah got 20 hasana. And the one who said salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh got 30 hasana. Ya akhwan, look at the hasanat flying in the air. All we have to do is just capture them. How did the salam start? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, he told him, go and greet the angels with assalamu alaykum and learn from them what is the response. The hadith is in Bukhari. So Adam went to the angels, Assalamu alaikum. So the angels replied, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is where the salam started. The first person ever, if they ask you, who's the first person ever start the salam? It is Adam alayhi salam. Finally, subhanallah, Al-Fudayl ibn Ubay ibn Ka'b, yani Al-Fudayl, the son of the very famous Sahabi. He was with Abdullah ibn Umar, another son of a famous Sahabi. They were going to the market. And then Abdullah ibn Umar told Al-Fudayl, every time you go to the market, I want to go with you. So Al-Fudayl told him, why you want to go with me to the market? You don't know nothing about business. You have nothing to do with business. You have nothing to sell, nothing to buy. He said, because I want to go to the market and spread the salam, to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a lot of people in the market. This person, I say salam, this person, I say salam, and I gain the ajr, and I make them gain the ajr. So ya akhwan, say salam to the people you know and the people you do not know. Spread the salam as much as you can. Look how simple this ibadah and how rewarding is this ibadah. So inshallah ta'ala, everybody today, we haven't done this since pre-COVID. Everyone, look to your right and look to your right, to your left, and say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, my name is so-and-so, make dua for me. Yalla ya shabab, practice this sunnah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu عليه وسلموا تسليما إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا